Yo, this is Nick D.
I'm Bree K, and this is Kasari.
You already know what it is, man. It's William Cater.
Yo, this is DJ Lost and Found from the Missing Link Podcast.
Hey, what up? It's Miss Hero from Pew Army.
This is Stephen the Levite.
Yo, what's good, Josh? Your boy YP, aka Young Paul. You know what I mean? Representing the East Coast, New York, Jersey, stand up.
And you're tuned into the That's Not
Christian Podcast.
Yo, what up? We are back with another one. What is going on? It's your boy Switch. I'm here with your man Jay. And we ain't got no Jimmy or Ant today.
No, we do not. It's just us two. The ones that showed up to work.
The real ones.
The real ones. The Vaxxed. The Vaxxed pod. That's what they would say.
Hey, and we were supposed to have a special guest, but we kind of got it mixed up, so apologize for that. But hopefully we can get him on the next
Wednesday
next episode.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
We were not prepared at all for that at all.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's better to be prepared and, you know, have a good episode.
For sure. Yeah. Well, what's going on, man? What's good in the hood?
Not much, man. Shout out to Seventh from Adam. Salute on YouTube. And everybody on Instagram who are joining as we speak right now, and everybody on X platform / Twitter. So we appreciate you guys tuning in. Well, what's good in the hood? Well, let's see. You haven't been off for a little bit, but we had Marty's episode last week, which was dope. I think there was a lot of insight, you know, that he brought, especially within the industry and kind of being signed to a major label and then starting his own and all this other stuff. So if you haven't checked out that episode or listened to it, go give it a listen, go watch it, and be inspired, be motivated.
Now, I got this question.
Yeah.
Did you guys ask him about Bodega and the rappers not being from New York?
That's, man, we did not ask him
that question. Oh my gosh, that was a question to ask.
Yeah. I mean, you should have showed up then.
That was the main question.
Nah, that wasn't the main question. No, but that's a great question. If you did notice, there was a lot of the gritty CHH rappers who kind of, I don't know how to say it, but they saw the show and they was like, wait, hold up, but we out here, you know, because he did say that CHH has gone soft, right? And wants that hard, you know, pause, rapping. So similar to
what Chris Dorso said.
Exactly, exactly. Yes, Chris Dorso. So so a lot of in the comments, in that video, Gritty CHA showed up and was like, yo, we here, we out here, you know. Mm-hmm. We did our part and we did send him a few albums for him to listen to. We have now followed back to see if he heard them and what he thought. But it's definitely something that we will do during this week to see what's really good.
Gotcha. I heard you were sent a gift as well.
Yes. I was sent a pretty funny gift. Hold on a second.
All right. Oh, I was just
there. You are.
I was just on the mic. Now I sound better. But yeah, I did. So that was a funny clip in the show, right? He asked me if these sound phones do anything, and I'm like, no, it's just there for decoration, you know, and. And then we all started laughing. I found it funny too. I didn't take no offense to it. But then he hits us up and he's like, yo, I want to send you something. And he actually sent me, I haven't even opened it yet. He sent me some phone things. So
okay.
It's pretty nice of him. He didn't have to, but he did. And I appreciate it.
I see you ain't put him up yet, though.
No, I haven't had the time, but I will. I will put him up and I'll never forget it.
Will that be able to fill up your whole wall, or is that just
a couple pieces
like yours?
Yeah, I think this actually says 12 panels. How does 12 fit in here? Well, whatever. I'll figure it out. I'll figure that out later.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going to be soundproof. That's pretty funny, though, and that he went out his way to pay for that. So that shows he's a jokester.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, I appreciate it. I was not expecting it, you know. But, yeah, it was cool. It was dope. Yeah, I still got to cut that clip. That'll be a funny clip.
For sure.
But, yeah, thank you again, Marty. He actually listens to the show. He's been listening since the beginning.
Really?
Yeah. So he says he listens with his wife. So shout out to Marty again for...
And his wife. Okay.
Yeah, watching and listening in Harvard as you
listen to the podcast. How does he listen? Like on, he watches us or?
Yeah, I think he said like in the car or whatever. So I guess probably audio only.
Okay.
So he's one of those audio only faithfuls.
Nice.
Yeah. So pretty dope. Yeah.
That's fire.
Jimmy says, I wish somebody would make fun of the car I drive and then buy me a Kia.
Hey, you never know, bro.
Let's see. Maybe these guests could handle that part for you. That would be dope. But yeah, so yeah, he got me that. And what else? I was away this weekend. Actually drove to Tennessee
for a
family outing. And I have to
go Elvis?
Say again?
You went to go see Elvis?
Nah. Oh, I mean, we did go like the first time I went to Tennessee, but no, we didn't see Elvis. But I do want to say that number one, it was a long trip because I decided to leave after work, so I was already tired, and I kept stopping like every rest stop to like take an hour or so. So the trip going there was like 15 hours basically. But what I do want to say about road trips is we stopped at a Buc-ee's. Now, are you familiar with what Buc-ee's is, Switch?
Nah.
Okay. So Buc-ee's is a gas station / Walmart / I don't know. It has everything in there, right? It has a whole bunch of like gas stalls, and they have for electric cars to charge and everything. It's humongous. It's huge. You step in and you're going to get anxiety of the amount of people that are in Buc-ee's because everybody goes there. Bro, we had the brisket, breakfast brisket, and my wife got a lunch, like a brisket sandwich. It was amazing. And mind you, I'm thinking like, I don't want to trust this, right? Because it is technically a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
But bro, Buc-ee's is the truth. I wish all gas stations were like that. Crazy.
It's like Wawa?
I think better than Wawa.
Really?
Yeah. If I had to do like number one, like top three stations to stop at, it would definitely be a Buc-ee's number one. A Wawa is number two, and I don't even know what number three would
7-Eleven
be.
7-Eleven or something?
Well, there's some 7-Elevens that are nice. And, yeah, some of them are, yeah. But, yeah. So, if you go on a road trip, you definitely have to stop at Buc-ee's, especially if you're going that in the South, because I don't think New York has any of these.
DJ LNF says, you came to Texas, Jay?
No, I definitely not. Did not go to Texas. But... I have a plan to go to Texas. I want to visit those border homes.
Border
see
homes?
If it's really, yeah, you know those homes that are like $100,000, but they're like brand new, nice looking. Yeah, I want to see
that. Because Jimmy's saying that you it was a family outing, but it looks like you went to go pick up your Dominican cousins from the border. So is that why you want to go to Texas too?
Listen, you got more family pickup. They don't need me to pick them up. They can just hitch a ride for free, and they could get themselves out here, and you know they'll get a EBT card, everything they need. We've spoken about this before, so they don't need me for that.
Will they get a gun now too?
So yes, they looks like they can get guns, which is pretty wild, right? Because we're citizens of the United States, and it's difficult for us to get a gun in our state, which is New York. Granted, you know, you could go to other states, definitely down south, it'll be much easier. But here in New York, so difficult. But here come these people, and they can get guns.
So now this was approved by what, the federal judge?
Yeah, it was like a federal judge in is it Illinois? Or one of these states. But basically, you know, just saying how it is, you know, your right to bear arms and all that. So that's why they're
now able every to do so. But every state, like in New York, an illegal immigrant can't just come and get a gun, right? Like they still have to abide by the state laws, right?
Right, right. It's not like you know, you can come in New York like us and yeah, just get a gun and walk around like it's all good, right? No, definitely not. But in states where it's more lenient, then it's just the same as if you were a citizen.
And that causes issues because we don't like identity, right? I guess is that like why would like what would be the issue that a legal immigrant can possess a gun?
Well, you don't know. So I'm not too familiar with how to obtain a gun, you know, in the process, right? But I assume there's probably like some sort of background check, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think you can really do that with somebody who is illegal, because they have no history in this country, right? So you have what a lot of people were saying is, you know, people who come from these countries who already may have a record, you know, of some sort in their country, and then they're coming here and now they're able to obtain these weapons.
Mm.
Yeah. So
I'm still trying to find my stance on the whole illegal immigrants and whether I'm for or not for, because it's like, you know, you hear people and they say, you know, they talk about their family history and they'd be like, oh yeah, my parents or my grandparents, they came in, you know, obviously it was a different process, right? But some of them did sneak through the, you know, the border or whatever, right?
Right.
And then, you know, the child ended up getting their citizenship and all this other stuff. And
right.
A lot has changed for their life, right? As far as financially, you know, the way they live and things like that. So yeah, so you know, I hear stories like that, and then you hear the opposite also, where it's like, yo, they're just running rampant, robbing people. I seen a video today where this dude was trying to rob a girl off her moped, and she had yoked him up and was like, I'm not the one to play with.
Right.
And he's
right.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You seen that clip?
I sent you that. I saw it. Hilarious. Hilarious. It's very, very New York for sure.
Yeah, he's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess my stance is, and I've said this before, right? Anybody who comes to this country, whether legally or illegally, has come here because where they're from, they see that there's no opportunity to make a better life for themselves, right? Nobody leaves their country to come to America to just come, unless you're like, you know, super rich or whatever. So most of these people, I believe, come, you know, because they want to support their families, however way they can out in their country. My thing is just how you're kind of opening up, you know, the checkbook to all these people. Meanwhile, you have your own citizens who have needs as well. And have been in this country, have been paying taxes and all this other stuff, but they don't really get the help or the urgency of help that a lot of these people that are coming across the border are getting, you know, immediately.
Yeah. Jimmy says it's wild how liberals are pro 2A for illegals and conservatives are crying to ban them.
You know, they're going to, you know, politicize everything.
Hmm. Did you I know this wasn't probably in our topics, but did you hear about the event that happened on the train station?
I think briefly I saw the headline. I don't remember too much about it. I do remember somebody did end up getting shot here in New York.
Yeah.
Was it in Manhattan or was it in the Bronx?
I'm not sure where it was at, but I know it was in the train.
Yeah.
It started with allegedly the dude that initiated, I guess he started an argument with the guy and was saying, like, you know, you're illegal, you know, and was talking about how he's a cop and they wouldn't do what they did to that other cop to him. And then it ended up being in where they ended up fighting. There was a knife. Some random lady stabbed the guy that had the gun and the knife. And then,
oh my goodness,
the guy pulls out the gun. And then I guess the guy he was fighting disarms him, or they disarm him, and then they shot him. And now they're saying that that is self-defense. So the guy who shot him won't get charged.
That's pretty crazy.
Which is unheard of in New York, so right? Like the self-defense.
Okay, so this is self-defense. But then what about, you remember the other story of the dude that was
choking the guy out?
Yeah, he's in the military army. Guy. Yeah. How is that not self-defense?
Was it Danny? What was it? Danny something?
I think it was something like that. Yeah. I don't recall his name. But
yeah, but I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So how is that one not self-defense?
That's what people were saying in the comments too.
Yeah.
I guess this is self-defense in the sense that it wasn't his gun and the guy took out the guns and disarmed him. So that was self-defense. But then again, I feel like it got escalated because the female that was with, or I don't know if she was with the guy or not with the guy, but she stabbed the guy who had the gun in the back. Like, she stabbed him a couple times.
Hmm.
So how was it now, you know, self-defense for him? I guess he had that gun illegally, right? That's probably going to be the argument, but...
Yeah, and then now that I'm thinking, there was this other story, I don't know if you remember, not long ago, where somebody was going to attack a woman in the train station, and a dude pulls out his gun and just kind of like, I don't remember if he was shooting at him or he like shot in the air to like get them away from hurting the girl.
Yeah.
But he was thrown in jail. Well, he was thrown in jail because of an illegal firearm, right? You can't carry a firearm in the subway system.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's like the rules bend and change for people, and it's incredible.
Yeah, for sure. Kyle says that cat was wrong for starting, so he reaped what he sowed.
Is that the dude that was choking the guy? Is that who you? No,
I think he's talking about the guy that got shot.
Oh, okay, the guy that got shot. Yeah. So did that guy was he deceased or what was the deal? Or is he
so I don't know, because it said fatally shot, but then when I read the article, they were saying he was like in critical condition. So I don't know if he like it's official or maybe they got the reports mixed up.
Got it.
But it don't look good. It don't look good for him. You know what I mean? So
yeah, definitely. It's
But it goes back to that whole migration thing, right? Like, it started over that, and we don't know what the details were, right? What we know is that was mentioned, and...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, people getting shot over migration.
Yeah, it's the... LNF says, I'm all for legal immigration, but none of us would dare walk into Mexico or Canada and expect to be welcome. Follow the law of the land.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess I did. Did you see Mexico said that they're not going to be accepting anybody back into the United States? I mean, into Mexico?
Oh, you go to, if you come from Mexico here and then you want to go back?
Yeah, they're like, no, we don't want you.
Not so, even for vacation, or just like
what's the double standard there?
Not even for vacation, like let's say you become a citizen here and then you go out there and like
no, I mean vacation is different. I mean, there's more talking about illegal immigration.
Oh,
so
I wonder what the stats are for that. like people that go back to their home.
And I mean, it's very little, unless they're getting deported from here.
Right.
Right. Could it be that on their way here, they're like, you know, this is too much. I'm going to go back home. Maybe, but.
No, I'm saying people come over like here that. And then they're like, nah, you know what?
I'm going back.
It's too expensive out here. A chopped cheese is like $12. Yeah, in Mexico, I mean, I could pay less. Well, they probably actually pay more because, right, everything's imported over there too, right?
Yeah. So it's
probably expensive over there too.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. But that's funny that they would think that. But no, I think that's very few because these people risk everything. And it's expensive to come out here from wherever they come from. Even if it's, you know, from South America, it could be, you know, basically a brand new car, you know, the amount of money.
Yeah.
Jimmy says it. Say again.
Kasari says, what's up, guys?
Yo, what's up, Kasari? Thanks for joining. Jimmy says, there's no double standard. Mexico has always been strict on immigration. Ask a Central American. I mean, sure, but they still, like, yeah, they're not doing anything to stop the migration to the U.S., right? Because we have the border. And I don't really know about Canada. You know, I don't even know if anybody has made it that far up to go to Canada and you know, migrate there illegally. But yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kyle says you can't go accusing every Spanish of being a migrant.
Every Spanish person of being a migrant. Assuming that's what he meant.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. Not. You know, you're not going to accuse every Spanish person.
You can't, but some people do think that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's similar to how, like, after 9/11, right? If you saw anybody with a turban or even the Muslim community, right? You thought that they were terrorists. Or somehow.
Like, there's people that think that even Puerto Ricans were like migrants, like when we came. They're like, oh, there was immigrants.
Really?
My wife's friend actually said that in a group chat. My wife was like, we're part of America. Yeah.
I know Puerto Ricans that live in the mainland, well, not mainland, in Puerto Rico. You know, they describe those that come to the U.S., right? New Yorkicans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's not like a compliment from my understanding. It's more like, yeah, you're not from us, you know? You're not real Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy what people, the things that people come up with and think.
Puerto Ricans are the most racist towards immigrants.
Dang, the most? Yeesh.
That's probably true, though. We feel like some kind of entitlement because we're like, well, we don't need to, you know what I mean? We don't need like papers or anything. We're just like American because we're a commonwealth, right?
I guess. Yeah, I guess. But yeah, so there's that with the illegal guns, illegal immigration. And switching topics a little bit, did you hear about the Amazon Prime deal that YouTube's favorite creator has gone, Mr. Beast?
No. Yeah. I know that Amazon's doing this spring sale.
What is that? Is that like pre like Prime Day 20, type of thing?
Yeah. Yo, like they have 20% like off.
50?
20%.
Oh, 20%.
I think I sent it in the chat.
Oh, did you? Is that going on right now?
Yeah, let me see. I took a screenshot of it. Let me see.
That's pretty cool.
We've announced our first big spring sale for U.S. and Canada. From March 20th to the 25th, customers can shop seasonal deals, including on spring fashion, outdoor furniture, lawn and garden essentials, cleaning and organizing products, and more. Save up to 50% off select beauty products, 50% off select sports and outdoors equipment, and 40% off home products. Well, let's go.
Wow, that sounds like Amazon, an ad. We're not even sponsored.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, technically, they sponsor me.
Yeah, that's true. But that's cool that they're doing those sales. I guess for people, especially springtime now. But yeah, so they signed a deal with Mr. Beast to come up with what they're calling Beast Games, right? So it's a game show. Yo, for a second, I thought you were about to take a puff of a vape real quick. I was like, that's not Christian. So that's a pen. So they signed a deal with him. According to the interview that I saw, it's about like 10 to 12 episodes. And it's going to be the cash prize is the largest cash prize that's ever been recorded in history, which is $5 million.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's going to be, did you watch his,
the Amazon Prime is going to have a series with Mr. Beast.
Yeah. Yeah. They're calling it Beast Games. So they're going to have like challenges and like a whole bunch of people. And
well, he did that Squid Games thing, right?
Right.
That was pretty dope.
Yeah, yeah.
But then Netflix did their own version.
Yeah, which was whack.
It was good. It wasn't that bad.
I didn't even finish it because I was like, all right, this is dumb.
You like Mr. Beast's more?
Yeah, yeah. He definitely went crazy with his channel. I mean, and also technically, did he really do anything different in the Squid Game one? Because, you know, he still did the cookie, right? And that's not original to him.
Yeah,
that was part of the whole series.
But and still, just
him recreating it was
the production.
Was
yeah, like how do yeah, you do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, how much time and money do you spend on something like that? You
know? Bro, he's saying that he's spending right now his videos $3 million a video.
Wow, and what would you had mentioned before? I know, refresh my memory. He doesn't make his money off the videos. Like that's not where his income is coming in?
No, because he runs his main channel at a loss because whatever they bring in, they just reinvest it to make bigger videos, and it keeps them going. So he was saying that they're doing $3 million a video, right? That's how much they're spending.
For each YouTube video that they do.
Each YouTube video right now, they're spending $3 million. So that's pretty wild. He's spending that crazy amount of money. But he's like YouTube's king right now. Like he averages like 250 million views a video, you know?
250 million views?
Yeah, 250 million views per video.
250,000.
No, 250 million.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So how much is he getting off? He's getting more than 3 million, no?
Or yeah, yeah, about. For sure. And plus sponsorships and all that stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah. But again, he uses that money to just make bigger videos, right? That dude is like legitimately all in every single time. Like it's mind-boggling. He said in an interview I saw today that last year he had a big tax bill and he had a negative net worth because of the amount of taxes that he had to pay for himself, right? And now it's like he just like pretty much broke even or whatever. But still, it's an absurd amount of money that he's bringing in.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So they're giving away $5 million with the Amazon Prime deal. And then he was saying that basically money is not an object with the Amazon Prime deal the way it is for him when he does his own videos, because he was like, Amazon was just like, whatever you got to do, however much you got to spend. Like, that's pretty wild. to trust.
Yeah, don't tell that dude that, because he's going to spend.
That's what he was saying. That's what he was saying. He was like, he said he's building sets. He's building like a whole bunch of stuff. Like it's wild.
Wild stuff. I don't know. I don't know about that one. You don't tell Mr. Beast that.
Well, they told him and he's doing it. So it'll be available on Amazon Prime. He said probably by the end of the year, to maybe beginning of the year, depending on, he says how well, you know, the video, how well he feels the videos will do. But yeah, I mean, that's an insane amount of money.
So to kind of to talk about game shows, right, since we're on the subject, I'm going to try to shift it a little bit. And I don't know if you did or didn't see, but I recently saw the Quiet on the Set series, which is about Nickelodeon and the craziness with them. Like, it's insane, dude. Like, this is stuff that we grew up watching. Like, I grew up watching, right? Like, all these shows.
Yeah, yeah.
And the child abuse, the negligence, the crazy. It's just crazy stuff that was happening. And you're like, you know, we talk about, oh, how these kids, they grow up to, you know, some of them go end up in drugs and addicts and stuff like that, right? All these childhood Hollywood stars. And it's like, yo, they go through so much and they work a lot too. You know, they're young, working a lot. So it's crazy. I definitely recommend it to anyone. It's called Quiet on the Set. I think it's on HBO.
Mm-hmm. Is it a series or is it like a one?
Yeah, it's like a four part series.
Oh, okay.
About 47 minutes long.
Yeah. It's kind of funny how you mentioned that series, right, with Nickelodeon. And then you had, I believe, Amanda Bynes. You remember Amanda Bynes?
Yeah. She was part of it.
Yeah, she was part of it. And like, she came out with something as well that made the news about like some sort of harassment or whatever when she was a kid. And there was also the dude from Drake and Josh. I don't remember who Drake or Josh was. I don't know if it was like the bigger kid.
Drake was the skinnier kid and Josh.
Okay, so Drake, so he came out with like a
he's in the doc.
Oh, he's in the so he maybe that's what I can see. Okay. So that's what I'm saying.
He was sexually abused.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
At 15.
Wow.
By one of the main producers. Wasn't a producer, he was like a manager slash what was he? Dialogue coach. So he worked closely with the kids.
Wow.
What's crazy is that fathers, y'all gotta stand your ground. What's crazy is that his pops was always like, watch this dude right here talking about the guy that molested him. And when he did, when what happened was the father was the manager, and he said, you know, I don't think you should be the manager. He told like the mom, like, I don't think he should be the manager because, you know, it's going to kind of stunt his career and things like that. So they stopped making the dad the manager, and they made this guy like or someone else a manager. And that kind of like opened up. He basically manipulated the situation.
Wow.
Had him sleeping over his crib and
wild
stuff, bro.
I know when you mentioned you saw the show, my friend Chris from the An Ignorant Podcast mentioned that somebody else who was on Nickelodeon has been talking about stuff that goes on in Hollywood. She has her own podcast.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you got to check it out. I've been meaning to. But she got like a lot of episodes in talking about, you know, Hollywood and child issues that go on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Jimmy says so many subconscious sexual innuendos, and we wonder why our generation struggles with sexual sin. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They show that. Like, I mean, just like the Disney stuff, right? And it was like, oh, you know, this guy, it was crazy, bro. It was like the shots, like you see it now, and you're like, yo, that's mad inappropriate. Like, they even have things that were deleted that they're like, that was supposed to come out, but they had deleted it. And it was like, no, they weren't going to release that. Like, that's insane. It was crazy, bro. You know?
What do you think is
Oh, and the guy that was molesting
Drake?
Drake, his name was Pickle Man, by the way.
Wow.
He had a bunch of pickles.
That's crazy.
Sick, bro.
Very. We often hear kind of like the whole Disney machine and what's been going on with Disney and similar situations like this. What do you think is it that's kind of causing all these other documentaries for these other networks or Hollywood in general to start coming out and people kind of talking about like their experiences?
I think it's more open, more talked about, you know? Like, I think people are being held accountable now, and we're starting to see like Diddy, Cosby, R. Kelly, right? Like every, who's the other guy? The Hollywood Weinstein, right? Like all these people are being held accountable for what they did. So, I think, you know, that's pretty much what's kind of spearheading this thing now, where people are like, all right, well, people are going to jail. Things are, there's other people that are involved. Cause when these things happen to you, you think you're the only one that it's happening to, right? But little do you know that there's a whole bunch of other people that have gone through this, maybe by the same individual, different individuals. So a lot had to do with the Me Too movement. And I always mention this because, you know, we say that this generation is really sensitive, right? But I also feel like our generation was like nonchalant to these things, right? Like we used to laugh at these things, or we used to think that it was funny or whatever it was, right, at that time. And so it's almost like there wasn't that balance, right? It's like our generation was on the other extreme where it was like, oh, that's nothing, you know. You know, even when they would put like Jimmy says, sexual in the windows in cartoons, we think nothing of it. We'd be like, you know, that's just, you know, it's cartoon, it's funny, adult joke. But now it's like, nah, y'all wilding, like these are kids, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, Jimmy says the internet exposed the gatekeepers. It's not as easy to silence people like it was. Yeah, I think internet definitely has played a part in you know, getting your voice heard and obviously to the masses, right? Because I'm sure back then you might have mentioned it here and there, but it was more like, yo, you know, maybe you shouldn't be talking about this because then it's going to affect this and this and this. And then, you know, it was just kind of like, you know, brush it off. Type of thing. So yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. So you said the show is only like a couple episodes, right? Four episodes.
Yeah, think about four episodes.
Okay. And then they're all released, like ready to watch right now, or are they doing like
right now? Yeah, weekly? They are. I don't know if it was weekly. I binge watched it yesterday, actually.
Okay. So this is not like a show that just came out like last week or something. It's been out for a little bit.
I think it's a new show. I think it came out about a week ago.
Oh, okay.
And the producer, Dan Schneider, he had responded to it because he's like, he's kind of the guy that invented the whole, you know, that produced a lot of shows for Nickelodeon, like all that, all the popular shows.
Okay.
So there's a lot of dirt on him, right? Not so much as far as abuse towards kids, right? Like direct abuse, but just the, you know, the indirect jokes and comments he was making in boardrooms and the way he treated women and just a lot of stuff. So He responded to all of that as well and apologized, you know, made an apology. So we're crazy stuff, because it's like these are things we grew up watching, right? It's like,
yeah.
And when you're a kid, you're like, yo, those stars, like, you know, everybody talks about their kid wanting to be a star, putting them in acting and all this stuff. You don't
think right.
The trauma these kids go through, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad. Sad, a lot of the stuff.
And then it's like these pedophiles that are working in the industry. It's like, who screens these people? Does anybody hold these people accountable? Do they do wellness checks on the kids to say, hey, Is anyone doing anything inappropriate? Like, you know what I mean? It's just like that wasn't there. It was just like get money, make a hit TV show, and keep going, you know?
Yeah. It's the Hollywood way, I guess.
Hollywood.
Hollyweird.
Hollyweird, for sure. Yeah.
Something that's also weird that I found online that we're going to discuss now is, well, I find it weird. I don't know if everybody will. It's this story. This person says, this is a tweet I found online. I'm such a lover girl for real. In 2022, I tatted a dude's name. In 2023, I paid for a dude some veneers. In 2024, I sent a down payment for a scat. I can't wait to find out what next year will bring. And the context of the story is that this lady purchased a scat, which is a car,
right?
Yeah, Hellcat, a car for this dude. She put the down payment of it, right? And the tweet.
So she sent them four bands,
$4,000 for the down payment, so he could get the car. And she went viral, for it because she says my man could get anything from me. So what do you think about this?
I mean, what's the situation like? Is it, you know, wait, is this the same dude? Like, she bought the veneers for the same guy, or these are different guys?
No, it seems like it's different people because she didn't.
So she's a sugar mama. She's just spending that bread.
Yeah, yeah.
What's her IG again?
trying to get a couple Teslas?
But, I mean, yo, if she got it like that, I guess. I mean, to spend $4,000 like nothing. I guess she got veneers cost a lot too, right? That's like a couple bands too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, is she spending her money wisely? Because I don't know. Are these people staying with her, or they're just using her for the money? Are they just?
Well, she's claiming to every year she did something for somebody and. Now she's saying we'll see what next year holds, you know. I don't know.
I mean, that's that the only thing that changes is like the context. Like, I don't know the full, like, is this a guy that she's like married to, and then like they buy each other gifts and stuff like that, and then this is just like her spending on him, like, and what's his situation like, right? Is he just like living off her, or is he like I
would say maybe this last dude, the one that wanted the Hellcat, I don't think that it's necessarily kind of like living off her, right? Because he's trying to get it out to get the car himself, but he needed some extra money to, you know, get the down
payment. But he's making the payments, right?
Right. She's not the one that's out there getting it for him, or anything like that. It's just, you know, he has $4,000 for the down payment. Get your car.
Tag. A Hellcat is like what, 80,000, something like that? 70,000?
Yeah, give or take, by, you know, if it's used, it's probably a little bit less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, before, I think Scat is different though, right? Is Scat different from Hellcat?
Yeah, it's probably more
you have Hellcat, and then Scat is like,
I think the next like level.
Lower. I think there's lower Scat pack. That's what they call it, yeah,
Scat Pack.
But still, I'm looking brand new, 2023. That's 62,000, 69,000.
Used, yeah. So she's not giving him that much. She's just giving him $4,000. She gave him $4,000 for it.
Yeah,
yeah. Jimmy says if it was a different dude every time, then she's a simp. Stay toxic, fellas. City boys.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the same thing. Like, if it's every time that. Like, she's doing something for someone, then yeah, like
trying to like buy their love.
But if it's somebody that she's been with for a long time, then, you know.
So if the dude got veneers, the dude got the car and all that stuff, if it's the same dude, then it'd be like, all right, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's somebody you're in a relationship with. But now if it's a different dude, she's like, I don't, who knows what next year holds, like, for the next guy. Like, nah, you're just tricking now.
Yeah, yeah. Would you give $4,000 to, we'll do the opposite, right? Would you give $4,000 to your girlfriend if she wanted to buy a vehicle as a down payment?
If I had it, yeah.
Okay.
If I got it like that and I'm like, yo, here you go.
Here you go.
Yeah, it's four bands, hold that.
And if you guys end up and it doesn't
work
out.
Wait, you said girlfriend or wife?
I said girlfriend because she didn't say this was a husband, right? If your wife wants to get a car and she's be like, yo, I need 4K. Obviously, your duty is to give that 4K.
Right.
Right. But if it's your girlfriend, I feel like it might be a little different.
Yeah.
I think there you have the options. Like, oh, you know, I don't know. But you said yeah, right? But you said yeah to if it was your wife or if it was your girlfriend?
Wife.
Okay. So if it was your girlfriend, you wouldn't?
It just depends. Like,
okay, you got the 4K.
Yeah, but, you know, are we going to be together forever? We just, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, it depends on the context. So I'm saying the situation and the context. Because let's say, all right, y'all just dated for a couple months or a year, and then they're like, oh, y'all want a down payment for a car. I don't have it.
Yeah, 1 year. You've been dating. She asked you for a down payment. Nah. She asked you for 4K. Just say it like that. What you doing? And you got it.
I don't know. Like, okay. I said, it depends how you view the person.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully you view them to hopefully eventually get married to them, right? But
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been in relationships where I didn't see myself getting married to the person. So,
yeah.
But also you have I had a different mindset during that time, right? So that just.
For sure.
I don't know. It's because for me, it's not just a flat out answer, right? It's not just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's context that has to be involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'll ask you this question. What would make you give the 4K?
Someone I've been with for a long period of time.
Okay.
Someone I guess that would be responsible, right? Like someone that's responsible.
Sure.
But you know, at the end of the day, you know, if you ask Dave Ramsey, he's gonna tell you why you need $4,000 for a Scat Cat. If you can't buy it cash, you don't need the Scat Pack.
Yeah, I feel like he would probably lean more towards you in that. Probably need more context, right? Because it's not like the dude or she's asking you to, you know, co-sign on it. If it's a co-sign, he's definitely going to be like, no, don't do it. But if it's just, you know, you got 4K here.
No, but Dave would be like, nah, if you can't afford it, you shouldn't be getting into no debt or none of that stuff, right? So.
For sure.
But now, all right, let's change it up. Let's say it wasn't for a materialistic thing, but it was to start up a business or something. Does that change everything around?
Yeah, I think it would change. I think you're more susceptible to be like, yeah, let me help out in that regard versus, you know, buying a car.
Like, hey, I got to get my LLC. I need like $1,000 to get the LLC and the EIN and the lawyer and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think there you'll be more willing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than getting veneers for somebody.
Right. Right.
Who you might not be with in the long run.
In the long run, yeah. 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 Would you consider be like, yeah, okay, I'll give you the 4K, but I'm gonna need you to pay me back type of situation, you know, when you can?
Nah, because if you got it, you got it. That's it. Okay. And when I lend money, it's like I'm giving money. I'm not expecting it
back.
You
don't expect that you're going to get it back.
Yeah, so okay. Yo, know, bro, I've had situations like that, like, oh, yo, you know, I'll pay you back. No, you're not, bro. Just it's a gift, bro. Forget it.
Yeah,
because I don't want to be calling you, chasing you, trying to, yo, bro, where the $100 at? Where the $200 at? You know what I mean?
Word, word.
And then you out in like vacation or whatever.
You see him on the taking gram.
Pictures and like, yo, bro. I lent you $100. You say you pay me back. You Punta Cana somewhere. You know what I mean?
Kyle says, when I was out there, I would have given her money for a car, but she couldn't have.
Damn, okay.
She couldn't have asked me. All right.
All right. Kyle was a trick. Got it. Trick daddy. Yo, Kyle, what up, bro? You was a sugar daddy back then?
Oh man, but yeah,
Christians, we're so funny, right? Like, we always gotta put the disclaimer.
What,
when I was out there?
Oh yeah,
back in the days.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, all right,
before
bro,
I got saved.
Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think like that now, but back. We're so funny. It's like, we gotta always give that disclaimer.
Word.
Because if not, we'll end up a video like, oh, yo, such and such said this. Yo, did you see that clip of Lecrae with that video where he's talking about like all the, it's like all the YouTubers that are talking about Lecrae? Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw the clip, yeah.
That's interesting because the other day I actually was thinking about this. I was like, does Lecrae like how does he feel about all this stuff, right? Because he's like one of the most talked about artists in the CHH space, right? Like, he's like a target at the end of the day, right? So it's like, how does he feel about, you know, all these videos? Does it bother him? Does it get to him? Does it like, is he used to it already? Is he like, whatever, I don't care, it's part of the game? Like, so it was an interesting video because I was just thinking about that like a week back. I don't know why. I was just thinking about Lecrae. I'm like, yo, I wanna like, how he feels about all that, because we talk about him before, right? The whole Diddy, the Diddy party or whatever.
Yeah. Did you watch the video to see what he thought?
Nah, I didn't watch it, but okay. I would watch it. I would like to know what he thinks.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have an answer for you because I didn't watch that video. Yeah. I just saw the clip.
And I also think, like, for me, I'm a little more careful with the artists because I was an artist myself, right? So I would know how I would feel if people were just randomly talking about music, my music or whatever, right? Like, it's just, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I would promote my music online with ads and then some random person would just be like, trash, right? And then you just be like, dag, bro, like, you couldn't keep that to yourself. You know what I mean? You had to just ruin. Like, you can have 100 comments of positive comments, but that one negative comment, you're gonna be like, you're gonna have an ISO on it, like, dag, yo.
Yeah.
Should I respond? Should I delete them? Block? You know what I mean? You just got so much.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting phenomenon to me how, like you say, you have all these positive comments, and then there's just that one negative one that kind of like hits you the most out of all of the good ones. Like, what is it about that situation that gets us like that?
You got someone like Kyle in your comments, and you're like, your whole day's ruined.
Right, right. Right, right. I will agree. He does say most of it he brings on himself. Yes. I will agree with him there.
Wow.
So, and I'm the, you know, the 116 guy out of all of us. So
yeah. I say this. I'm not as sensitive about our podcast when it comes to comments because I'm like,
really?
I'm like, whatever. Like, I guess I'm used to it, and it's just like,
yeah.
I guess I feel like we're, also we freely express ourselves. So it's like, who am I to say that that person can't express themselves, right?
Yeah, that's true. And another thing is like, we don't get like the amount of, I guess, amount of comments and hate that, you know, somebody like Lecrae would get, right? It's on a whole nother scale, right? Where everything that he does is scrutinized and analyzed, and and all this other stuff. So it's tough. Yeah. So
the Crave just gotta knock somebody out and then they'll all stop.
Bro, somebody's gonna screw make a video about that. Right?
Like Christian rapping.
Yeah, there's no winning. There's no winning at all.
Like when Kurt Franklin barked on his son.
Yeah. He was like cussing him out like crazy. Like
I'll put my foot up, yo. Kurt Franklin's another one that he's another one that brings it upon himself. Did you see the interview where he's like telling the girl like, "Oh, I find you attractive." Something wild. I was like, "Yo, this guy is crazy, bro."
Nah, I have not seen that.
Yeah, he was like, I guess she was assertive, and he was having an interview, and he was like, "You know, I find that very attractive for a woman to be that way." And she kind of like downplayed it, like, "No, I don't want to know about that. I don't want to hear about that." But the interview went still smoothly, right? But it was just like, "Yo, Kirk, what are you talking about right now, bro?" Y'all gotta look it up.
Yeah, we're gonna have to.
And it was actually like it was a sexual joke too. It wasn't even like a track. It was like, "Oh, I find that sexual." Like, "Oh," he said something like sexy. I think he said, "I find that sexy when a woman is."
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw it with my own two eyes, so I'm not tripping.
Okay. Well,
I'll put it in the link. I'll drop it in the Telegram link.
Yeah,
That's not Christian.
Yeah. So make sure you're following there. But yeah, I think that's all for tonight. You got something else?
No, that's all.
All right. Well, today's verse of the day is. Let me actually copy it. And
You got a verse of the day?
Yeah, bro.
Okay, you on your job today, man.
Yeah,
even when I'm slacking, you did all right.
Exactly. Ephesians 3:20-21 says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen."
Amen.
Yeah, so thank you everybody for watching, listening. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button, hit the bell notification, share this episode with a friend who you think would enjoy this episode. We appreciate everybody in the comments, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode sometime next week. So keep it locked. We appreciate you. Peace.
Peace.